Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jonah Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this just horrible Friday morning as we broadcast from Borgata. I just can't believe it. And we're going to talk about it all today. Obviously, it's an all-time devastating night in Philadelphia sports last night. The Eagles are a chump change topic in the midst of what otherwise would be a concerning game. But the Philly season came to a crashing end. And we're all obviously devastated, as I know you are as well. We'll talk about it with you today, great length. The whole thing, every element of it, and the phone lines are right there for you to get it off your chest. Let us know how you're feeling and what you're thinking at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hey, Joe.
Hello, John.
Dogs have significantly fewer taste buds than humans.
All
we
right.
have 9,000 dogs.
Let's just end it there. Let's
yep, don't care. Don't, care. Don't care.
So, right.
Listen, it's an all-time devastating season-ending loss. It's an all-time season-ending devastating loss. You know, this one really hurts me, and I know you as well, all of us. This one hurts me a lot more than most I've seen in my life. It's very high up there. It's not Joe Carter. It's not Rondé Barber, but it's probably in my top five all-time. You know, Orion Kerkrean, obviously, it's an all-time bad moment in the history of Philly sports. We'll always remember it. It was a total panic job. But it's actually not top of mind for me. Top of mind for me are the bats and the primary hitters and the tremendous letdown that Trey, Schwarber, and Bryce were in this playoff. 1-for-14 last night. Look, they flat out did not hit in three of the four games in the series. And obviously those are the three games the Phillies lost. The whole season, I felt the whole season like the Phillies were one or two hitters short. Too oftentimes, then they got Bader, and then it felt to me like one short. And that was the primary reason why I couldn't bring myself, other than in April when I initially said it, once the season kind of got going, I could never bring myself to say that I thought the Phillies were a great team. I thought they were a hitter or two short. And the shame of it, of course, is the Phillies blew one of the top two starting pitching rotations in franchise history. You know, even without Wheeler, the starting pitchers were absolutely World Series ready. They were World Series winning ready. I mean, these starting pitchers were incredible. But the hitters and key aspects of the bullpen were not. You know, we want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. What's sitting on your heart, rattling through your brain? I'll say this, the Rob Thompson thing, my early instinct is to bring him back. But I got to think more through that. I'm not all the way there yet. My early instinct is to bring him back because I think the hitters let him and all of us down a lot more than Topper let the squad and us down. But he made mistakes, and it's to be evaluated, and I'm sure many people, maybe most, will say get rid of him. But, you know, for me, the main thing is the hitters. They didn't do their job.
The hitters, how those top three, the top four, you know, the blamed, the ones that we focused our ire on, you know, the big stars, the ones who are paid $400 million, Why doesn't it matter as much? Like I'm gonna base this off of Harrison Bader's chance yesterday,
okay,
when he didn't get a hit, but he took 10 swings. You know, like he was at the plate for 10 pitches. I should say, it mattered to him that much.
I don't think this was a matter issue.
I totally don't think that's fair.
Yeah, come on,
I don't.
That's...
They didn't go through.
Why
I
is
I think
it?
They cared.
What your question?
They,
what your question is whether
of
they
course
cared.
They cared, but why? Why can't the approach be that why can't the approach be to use up these pitchers like we did in the game that we won?
Well, I think their approach last night was faulty.
Use them up.
Yeah.
And why was the approach so faulty, so fluctuating? Why was it so clear to us while watching what we needed to do, yet not as clear to Bryce as he's swinging for the fences on the first
pitch? Bryce killed him.
Night after night.
Bryce killed him. We'll take your reaction on the whole thing. I mean, you know, we're going to do the breakdown thing of it all, but for me, the emotional edge is my main. Like, obviously, I'm angry, but I'm more sad. I really have enjoyed this era of Phillies baseball, but, you know, to know that for the second consecutive year, they've gone out with a whimper where they only win one playoff game, when it otherwise.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Could have been a World Series winning squad. James, what are you thinking right now?
I'm in a very different spot than you guys. I agree with your point. I'm much more sad than angry, but like the Dodgers are great. Like capital G great baseball team. The Phillies lost Harrison Bader in game one of this series. Like they battled, man. Like I'm annoyed with the top three of the lineup. I think that when people's ire should be there and you know, like it's just such a shame that it ended the way it did. And I know like I feel both angry that it happened at Orion Kirkring, and I feel so sad for that kid who's 24, 25 years old, and I know the hell that he is going through and about to go through. And I'm angry about it, but I'm so sad. I thought that was an all-time great playoff game until it ended, man. Like, that is as,
it was.
That is
it was.
As locked in from pitch to moment for 3.5 hours or whatever it was that I have been in as long as I remember, Joe. Like, so, man, they fought back in game two and they lost and there were bad decisions and bad moments. They fought back and won in game three and kicked butt in it. That was the only game where one team dominated. This whole series was game three. They lost a brutal, tough game and the bats came up small, and we'll get to that. I'll get to that. But I feel much more proud of how they fought, especially the pitching staff, like Lizardo. Like, I freaking love that guy. Sanchez, Ranger, Nola, like all the guys who battled. Like, I feel much more sad that this whole thing ended the way it did yesterday. Like, Orion's boner, like Merkel's boner 115 years ago, like, that will be a thing forever in the history of this city. Like, to your point, Joe, I do agree. I think 1 through 3 get more blame than Orion Kirkring. But in 50 years, people are going to remember Orion's boner.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
that is going to be the thing from this series that will last forever. And it is absolutely devastating that this team that I fell back in love with, that won me back over, that
which by the way, James, I'm still in love with.
Exactly, dude.
I mean, I love this team, man.
And I'm proud of the way they fought, even if I'm disappointed in certain players on this team. I'm proud of how they fought. So I wake up tomorrow, I'm angry it happened, but I am so much more sad about all of it than anything else.
Rhea, what are you thinking right now? What are you feeling?
Proud is not in my vocabulary this morning. I will never unsee in my life JT Realmuto signaling to first and seeing that ball sail past him. Yeah. Never in my life. I mean, we've had devastating losses in playoffs. You mentioned Joe Carter. Those were guys on the other team delivering a blow. This was a mental error at the worst possible moment. And James will tell you, I never wanted Orion in that game. I was texting.
Which
like,
I agree with, by the way.
Like,
where's David Robertson? Did he die in between the last series and this game? What happened to him?
You know, but But I'm not blaming this on Thompson. You know, the hitters, they're a disgrace. They're a flat-out disgrace. Brandon Marsh should not have been batting fifth. He was a black hole. But the other guys, now, I mean, the pitching staff, Duran can't walk in a batter. I mean, that was just brutal. But no, I'm not in love with this team like you guys. Not in any way, shape, or form.
So, look, emotions and analysis are going to be all over the map. And this is one of the reasons, you know, WIP for now close to 40 years has served throughout Philadelphia and the region as a spot for you to come to and let us know how you feel. And this is one of those, you know, days where we're all in it together. So we'll field your phone calls all through the show at 215-592-9494.
And by the way, the Eagles just thought they could show up last night and win an NFL game.
Yeah.
And that's not how it works.
Here's my biggest takeaway from the Eagles. I'll just say this because we'll dabble in the Eagles, but it'll be pretty light. My biggest takeaway is they might miss the playoffs.
Things are bad with the Eagles. I think that is the takeaway.
Things are bad. I mean, they got a lot of injuries that are really piling up. Obviously, depletion from last year, losing a lot of players, and just all sorts of inefficiency all over the place. So if you missed it, just know you should be happy you missed the Eagles game because the second half was a disaster. And the Eagles once again got outgained, and they got seriously outplayed. And so, look, the Eagles thing's on the table, 215-592-9494. James, let's play the audio of the Kirk Green thing. I mean, it's going to be an infamy moment in the history of Philly sports. Very, very high on the
list. Up there in the history of just baseball, man.
I know.
I mentioned Merkel's Boner, Joe. We grew up with that. The Kembrins documentary, that was 1908, was Merkel's Boner, and that was something that lasted forever as the ultimate example of a baseball player, like, fritzing out in the moment. And
Kirk Green,
one of those, man. Buckner, the ball went through his legs. To Rhea's point, Joe Carter hit a baseball out of a ballpark. Yeah. This is a guy losing his mind for a moment and a team season ending because of it. It is so rare, Joe.
Look, he panicked, to say the least. And one of the things in baseball, I mean, when I played, that was always critical when you're in the field, is just you got to know before the pitch, at least before the at-bat, where do you go if the ball comes
to you? Joe, it's the first thing my dad taught me.
Right, James? If it goes to your right, if it goes to your left, if it comes right at you. And one of the biggest keys, obviously, when there's two outs, you know, forcing any base, but simple math tells you the guy at home has to go 90 feet.
And he's running on contact.
The guy, right. The guy at third already has about a 15-foot lead, secondary lead. He's really freaking fast. He's going on contact. Like, it is not even close.
He's in a running stance. The other guy's swinging a bat. He has to let go of the bat and run. Like, it's not even close.
It's not even. James, let's listen to it. It is the agony of defeat. Let's listen to how it ended.
Swing and a broken bat. Comebacker. Kirkering knocks it down. Picks it up. Throws wildly home to the backstop. And the season is over. The Dodgers rushing out past Orion Kirkering, who stands with his hands on his knees bent over. And Kirkering, who had an easy out at first base, but he threw wildly to the plate all the way to the backstop. And the Phillies' season has come to an end.
He totally lost his brain.
You can hear that call, Joe. You can listen the next time we play. You hear Fransky like stop for a second. He doesn't even know what to say.
We all were. I mean, everybody was like, "What the freaking hell, man? Like, just throw the ball to first."
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.